It's still staring up at the cosmos. Actually, I rather much like it like this. The female makes less of a racket than the others. It should be dead by now. The others certainly didn't last this long. One blink and then I have a corpse on my hands. But if a cricket wants to jump around or pop its own head off, it doesn't affect me. And if it gets the humans down in Eldritch to settle down when I take their offering, so be it. Why look up for so long anyway? There's no way a human could examine the intricacies of this sky without suffering madness. Maybe it died a while ago, and the corpse is just sitting there. Well, no one's going to dispose of it. I might as well get on it. Though if it is still alive, that will just cause some more trouble. A more suitable appearance might be in order, just in case. Let me... Close enough. The skin must still be questionable, but I've achieved what seems to be the basic anatomy of one of the Earth males, inasmuch as one is ever anything. And if I keep my distance, flank around to its right here... Oh. Well, the female is alive. But its eyes... Huh. Must have gone blind from staring up at the stars so long. It rises and approaches. The female didn't look that way when I took her from the town. Doesn't seem the least bit shy of its nakedness, for one. It stands taller, and the body appears to have reached full maturity. Ah, yes, of course. Humans have an incredibly short lifespan. Must have grown up while my back was turned. Quit looking around like that. You're blind. Surely you must have figured it out by now. Yes, I'm here. Over here. On its hands and knees now. From what I've seen of the cult, this is a sign of submission or worship. Sometimes directed towards the officials, sometimes towards the so-called god they want to appease. And I hear speech. It's speaking. The sounds it makes are nothing but a string of primitive wails and sobbing, but it's there. You really are making a racket, you know. Is it done? Apparently not. Please let go of my leg. Get your hands off my hips, or I might kick you off the edge here. Really? Putting your nasty little mouth on me, you... Oh, that. Well, I suppose this is what they mean by pleasures of the flesh. I forget that humans engage these acts to show affection to one another. But to their god, strange indeed. Just what are they teaching them in the cult down there? Actually, maybe I shouldn't ask or complain. Must be a bit of a mouthful. Humans really don't have much stamina, do they? Or I haven't replicated this form as well as I first thought, even if it is functional enough. Some parts might be disproportionate. Desperate little thing, isn't it? It's almost choking on my length. The female is crying and shaking from trying to fit all of me down her throat. Hopping or popping its own head off. Doesn't affect me. Something's building. That was... Huh? Really? Now this human wants to push me down and continue. With the other end? I know I can hold up fine after something like that, but... Ah! Dry. Too dry. It's barren and cold. She's hurting herself. Stop. Stop! More tears. This poor thing is shaking and screaming her head off again. I was wrong. She didn't just do this as some kind of worship. It was her way of appeasing an angry monster who could have burned her like some worthless insect. She fears me so much that she'd impale herself on me and bleed if it meant keeping me happy. It's my fault. I'm the reason she's like this, mad and terrified. Without me, there would be no cult in Eldritch. No scared, fragile thing trying so desperately to please me. The consequences are inescapable. They stare me right in the face. There has to be a way. There has to be some sign I can give. Something to convince her otherwise. Of course, touch. That must be it. Whether you're some insect or one of the old ones, you like things that feel good. What? Maybe. She's quiet. I didn't think I'd ever have to pet some measly human, but it seems to be working. What else? Behind the ear. If I just scratch gently. Yes, it looks like she likes this too. She's craning her head up. So, under the chin? There we go. She's still crying. No, hold still, human. Let me wipe those away. Trust me. Shoving you away is the last thing on my mind right now. She's reaching out to me, to my lips. Does she want a kiss? Salty. Come here, human. Closer. None of the other visits to Eldritch have ended like this. I don't think I ever wanted them to end like this. Not until now. Not with a warm body against mine. Not with her hair tethered in my fingers. Not with her pressing into my touch. It must be this human form. Or maybe it's her. Something's changed me. I see and feel more than what I assumed was there. Now, I can't get enough. Moisture and heat. I believe this is the optimal condition. Yes, human, we can try again. Oh, hot. So hot. Like the core of a star. Now, now. Slowly, human. Slowly. Let my hands guide you. Good. That's it. How she moves. It's completely different. It's fluid instead of forced, eager instead of desperate. She's clinging to me like she has no one else, and I'm holding on like I have no one else. We've finally come to an agreement. After all that, we're speaking the same language. Her skin tastes wonderful. It's soft. She sounds beautiful. Faster. Already? Fine. It's in your hands, you know, human. Good. Really good. Feels amazing. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Oh. 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 Melting. We're melting. Together. Not moving. She's not moving. Human? Oh, easy there. Let's lift you up and lay you down there. Staring up. She isn't looking at me. Appears exhausted, but satisfied all the same. She's even smiling. Things have finally settled down. What is she doing with her hands? Odd. She seems to be trying to sweep the discharge back inside. Strange way to clean up a mess. Can't imagine why else they'd be doing such a thing. Unless there was another reason. And there is one. Well, you shouldn't worry. It's done its job, I'm sure. Perhaps you still have some madness in you. You must know that this wouldn't be an ordinary human conception. Trying to bring this child to term could kill you. At the very least, it will leave you beyond hope of recovery. The universe could see the most horrific monster ever created, just as much as it could see an ambassador gliding seamlessly between your world and mine. That must be what you're thinking right now, that you'll be the mother of some demigod or messiah. But what would change? If the people don't want to listen, they don't want to listen. If the child wants to leave and go where it pleases, it can. If I wanted to throw you into the abyss and free myself the responsibility, I could. None of us matter. There is no God. You are not carrying some new hope. Nothing and no one chose you for this, least of all me. This and everything else will die, decay and be forgotten. I'll keep you, the both of you, my new treasures. Perhaps that is the most reasonable thing to do in the face of these truths.